Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm really happy to be here with you today. We've got a great show in store. But before we dive into this conversation with Knox and Jamie, let me take a quick moment to tell you about one of our amazing partners, BetterHelp. Y'all know I love counseling. In fact, this month I celebrate 8 years with my counselor, and boy, has it changed my life. I think it matters so much for us to prioritize our mental and emotional health. If there are things in your life that are causing you to feel stuck or are interfering with your health and happiness, BetterHelp is here for you. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist who you can connect with in a convenient, safe, and private online environment. You can send your therapist a message anytime and get a thoughtful response. You start communicating in 24 hours and can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. It really matters to the team at BetterHelp that they facilitate great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. I think that's awesome. And the testimonials they post all the time on their site really can help you think through and answer any questions you may have about the process. BetterHelp offers services for clients all over the world, and they have licensed professional therapists that specialize in so many different disciplines, things like depression, stress, grief, self-esteem, anxiety, and more, which means, and I love this, that the actual right help is available with whatever you're dealing with. It's not self-help, and it's not a crisis hotline. It's convenient, professional, affordable counseling, and anything you share is completely confidential. I want you to start living a healthier life today. As one of my friends, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/thatsoundsfun. Join over 1 million people and so many of our friends who've taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/thatsoundsfun. Today on the show, we continue with our live conversations from the month of June. We have Knox McCoy and Jamie Golden from the Popcast podcast. Throughout this whole month, you have been hearing and will continue to hear all of our That Sounds Fun tour live conversations that we had. We did save some of each interview just for the live audience, but most of it is here, and you get to hear live feedback from the audience. And today, it is a lot of live feedback because these people are hilarious. You probably already love their podcast like I do, the Popcast and Bible Binge. They were also on the show before during Couples Month in 2019 and hosted the conversation here about my book, That Sounds Fun, when it was released in February. It is always a fun time when Knox and Jamie are around, and I was so grateful to have them as our guests in Birmingham. So here's my conversation with Knox and Jamie from the Popcast. Will you please welcome our friends, Knox McCoy and Jamie Golden from the Popcast. Yes. I know. I feel all the same things.
This is so exciting. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, are we ready? Go.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, is Chris here? Chris, who wished it had been Dave Barnes? Are you here, Chris?
I actually know he is because he brought it up during VIP.
Okay, good. Because listen, this is for you.
Yeah, we're doing this whole thing.
We're gonna sell you on us.
Hey, did Dadville get that same kind of content warning?
Yeah,
that you just got,
surprisingly,
no?
I did not have to threaten to bleep Dadville. No.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Nor Lady A, surprisingly.
I know, that's so strange. And we know your parents are here.
Yeah, so.
Listen, we're here. We're Team Tom and Team Pam.
Yeah. Thank you. Like, I am
we
too.
Hope to not embarrass them either.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, good. Okay. I mean, when the guest released, my dad said, which one do you want us to come to? And I was like, oh, you have to come see Knox and Jamie.
That was a mistake. That was
nice.
That was a mistake.
Because I'm going to start right now with a thing I've never said on the podcast.
Okay.
Oh, yay.
Did y'all hear their episode a couple of weeks ago, last week, the Nose to Parenting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
I know. So I'm listening on a plane, and I'm a controlled person.
Yeah, everyone thinks that.
And so
everyone thinks that.
And then when you read a story of a child whose teacher called their mother and said, today your son was not playing rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
He was playing rock, paper, my wiener.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So would you like me to explain?
What is that game?
Here's the craziest thing. Here's the craziest thing. Did you know that wiener beats paper, but
no,
not rock?
No, no, no.
You want me to explain it?
No.
No?
Wiener beats paper, but not.
It's crazy. I'll explain. If you see me after, I'll explain how it works.
Wait, wait. Okay, this is why this is such a joy, is because it is all my self-control that I don't text y'all after every episode. Ooh. I do about every other.
You do.
But I control myself every single.
In a good way.
So did that mom, because in the episode y'all said, please explain to us rock, paper, my wiener.
Yes.
And did she write you back? You must know if you know that the game.
Well, I just told you.
I know, like, so she wrote you back?
She didn't write back. Jamie knew it in her heart.
I knew.
She always did.
Wait, I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
I watch Bravo. I know how things work.
You know what's funny, though? That story. So, you know, we get all the comments, and I'll go through, and I'll pick, like, what I think will be good content, all that stuff. And I meant to include that. I forgot. So when we sit down to record, Jamie says, I can't believe you didn't do Rock, Paper, My Wiener.
It and seems I was like, really up your alley.
Yes, it's perfect. It's the Venn diagram of who I am.
Of everything about you, Doc. Yeah.
So we added it in late. And I don't know if you remember, that kid, that was a YMCA camp. He got kicked out of YMCA camp for saying that.
Yeah.
I think we should
celebrate
innovators.
Did he get kicked out for saying that, or did he get kicked out for making people play that?
Ooh, that's a great question.
No. Yeah. Because I need you to know that we discussed it at lunch at work.
Sure.
Oh, good.
Because,
like, after Bible study? Like
Bible study. After we had prayed and fasted.
We did too.
We didn't eat breakfast. We fasted breakfast.
Right.
And then at lunch, we played. We didn't play. No, we did not.
No,
we did not. We discussed Rock, Paper, My Wiener.
Sure, yes.
And we just hoped y'all would continue. I hope that mom would come back to you, but you just sorted out yourself that
yeah, I don't need
the paper, but not rock.
I can figure these things out. Yeah.
No.
How often do y'all hear from stories like this of people going, like, our group of friends talks about the show like we were all in the room together?
A little bit. We'll get, like, screenshots of text threads. And that's really cool to see of, like, them trying to work out the mechanics of Rock, Paper, My Wiener.
Yeah.
That's what we're in it for, Annie. You know?
Yeah, I didn't send you that text, sadly, but only because I knew this was happening. I send everyone at all the shows a list of questions. The first thing, Rock, Paper, My Wiener.
You're like,
that's all it says
go.
On my notes.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Not our favorite Bible verse, but our favorite way to play Rock, Paper, My Wiener. I like it.
The kid who thought that up, I don't want him to be an adult. I don't want to be around an adult version of him.
I don't want to.
He's going to be president. Like, you need to know that.
Yeah. Like, he's going to lead our country. Jail time or presidency. Who knows?
He's going to lead our country.
Anyone that creative. Okay, I need to bring a real important thing to y'all.
Okay.
Currently on the Bible binge. So you have the podcast show and then you have the Bible binge.
I'm sorry, are you transitioning from Rock, Paper, My Wiener to the Bible right now?
Listen, Daryl,
I usually do.
I love it.
Y'all are doing this whole season on Paul.
That's right.
Yes.
Paul and I aren't, like, best pals.
Okay.
He's not my favorite, but I'm listening to everything because I'm convinced y'all are going to convince me.
Okay.
He's great.
Yeah.
Do you like him more as you're going? Do you like him less? Do you feel more compassionate toward him? Do you think he's cooler?
Yeah, I probably was more on your side, but way the other side. I thought...
What does that mean? More on my side, but way the other side?
Just like not liking him. Just not liking him a lot.
Okay.
I thought Paul was like a hall monitor, you know?
Yes.
I was just like, I don't know what this guy... But then as we've gone...
Quit tattling Paul is like, yeah.
Yeah, kind of. And I was like, I'm not about that. But, you know, as we've learned a little bit, there's some really cool stuff. Like, I like how we found out he was a tent maker, and he just like always did that. He never stopped.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the show, but I thought... You know, once he hit it big, he was doing like green rooms and book tours and all that stuff
and
bougie life, but that's not it. And then Aaron taught us, he had a unibrow probably.
Had a unibrow.
Was that in the Gentle Rebuke? I missed that.
Guys, have you heard of the Apocrypha? Find your Catholic friends. They'll tell you all about it.
In the Apocrypha, they say he had a unibrow?
Yeah. Yes.
I should have been Catholic.
Because I thought Paul was hot, but distant.
You thought he was
like,
hot?
Like, I thought he was like hot and tall, but like very condescending to me.
Yeah. Emotionally closed off.
Well, because of the breast.
Know?
He was not like a ladies person.
Right.
but then when we found out, as we studied, and particularly as we looked at context, we were like, oh no, Paul is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it's actually like everybody that's taught us about Paul that's not great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know about the patriarchy, but it is not on our side.
Yeah. So,
and so it was really helpful to see him in a light where it was like suddenly these problematic passages that a lot of people, because Paul was used as a weapon against me as a kid in my church, just like, well, you stay over here and hold this toddler. And you're like, what is it doing?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know how to be like whatever that traditional woman was.
Yeah.
And so I always felt out of place. And then as we've read, really Luke, I say that Luke will sell you on Paul more than even Paul will sell you on Paul. Because Luke writing about him in Acts, it suddenly gives you just a picture of someone who really cared about the local church and not cared about fame, only cared about the people in the church, both men and women.
And I like that he is this super inclusive guy, regardless of age, gender, sex, all that stuff. He wants to bring people together. And in doing that, he kind of separates himself. Like he's a man without a country, because with Judaism, they're like, you're weird now. And the Christians are like, you weren't with us with Jesus, so
they're
we
like,
don't know what to do.
You the guy just trying to kill all of us? Now we're going to be cool?
You literally murdered a guy.
Yeah.
So, So I thought his commitment to that, it's really cool. Yeah. I like that.
On a normal week, how many hours do you spend researching for podcast versus Bible binge?
Well, it depends.
Laughter?
Well,
I didn't expect that.
I thought it's probably way more pop culture than the Bible, and I was ashamed.
That
I felt shame.
I was ashamed laughter.
Yeah, that's
what I love a shame laugh.
No, we've been set free. Do not put on a yoke of shame.
Thank you,
Jamie.
Don't
do that.
Thank
Paul
you, Jamie.
Paul wrote that. Paul wrote that. But I think it's weird because it's all batch. So it's like on Monday, it's like tomorrow, we'll dig deep into, like we're looking into what celebrities, like, because
Bridgerton, the TV show. Anybody watch Bridgerton?
Yep. Bridgerton?
Yeah.
Oh, I see ya. Yeah. You just added yourself in a church.
We sort of did, but not episode like, five.
No,
I did not watch episode five.
It was like looking around.
I didn't watch it.
The Duke of Haste?
Yeah.
Is there a guy in it? I didn't even
know. I
thought it was ladies.
I fast forward a lot.
Sure you did. But they're releasing a clothing line, so we're gonna talk about
there's a clothing
line. They're gonna do a clothing line,
and so we're gonna
line
talk about like what TV shows would we really like clothing from, so we have to dig in that in the morning. You know, after a quiet time,
really important
and
work,
figure all that out. And then we have to move, like we've finished the season of Paul. We're moving into what we're calling our farewell season of the Bible Binge.
Final season.
I know.
That's right.
Final season that will last.
Wait, does everyone know this?
Yeah.
No, this is new now.
Yeah,
no,
that's right. No, we know this, but no one else
does.
I
mean, we knew it.
Is that what you meant? I'm sorry.
Is that, no, just ask.
I say to you, does everyone know? And you're like, yeah.
We knew it.
All gas, no brakes, Annie.
Right.
We're just going. Okay.
But
wait, y'all are ending it?
Well, we're like in 4 years, but it's like one last season.
It's the final season, but it won't end.
It won't.
Does
ever
that make sense?
End. Does that make sense? Kind of like Law and Order SVU.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
There's just
or Grey's Anatomy, right?
Grey's Anatomy is the Titanic that I am playing the violin on.
Oh, I love it.
I am not leaving it ever.
I like that you lasted so long. Everybody's coming back.
Yeah,
you know?
From the bed. From the bed.
Okay, SVU, are y'all watching Organized Crime?
Are you watching Organized Crime?
Like it is
Annie,
my job.
There's so much TV out there. You could watch all
I'm just saying, Stabler's back.
Things.
I'm just saying, Stabler's back.
Chris Maloney, I like to look at his pictures on Twitter, you know, just to appreciate
research.
What God has done.
Yes.
Like, he's
I'm
a very cute. He's a cute guy to investigate.
A lot of people talk
mob?
About his backside. On
oh,
the
do they?
Interesting.
Do they talk about
they
it?
They do.
Air quotes. Note for the audio. Air quotes.
Air quotes.
There for the audio.
What you were saying is the Bible binge is ending for a long time.
Yes. So,
eventually.
So,
everything ends eventually,
no,
right?
We're calling this season, because all of our seasons have a theme. So like Paul or the family tree of Jesus, this will be the junk drawer.
Yeah.
Like
just
all the people
else.
We haven't gotten in yet in these 13 seasons prior. But then we'll also do like Erin, our beloved, who's taking her kids to what I thought was fat camp. But it's... Did you know that Chick-fil-A has a camp that's not a fat camp?
Oh, because they're going to Chick-fil-A's camp.
Yeah. I thought Chick-fil-A was like, you got to get the grilled nuggets, y'all.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
Is it?
I mean, it's called Wind Shape. What
else would you assume?
What would it be?
What else would you assume?
Anyway. So
also, luckily this comes out far after Aaron's kids are no longer at Wind Shape.
That's right.
So
they have escaped.
Yeah.
With their like, goodie bag of nuggets.
They asked us to speak at Wind Shape one time. I don't think we'll get that invite again.
Yeah, we got asked to speak.
Did you know?
No, they retracted the invitation.
Oh.
Why? Why'd they do it? Do you remember?
I think it was you.
We were pitching ideas of who could be the new Antichrist.
Oh, yeah. We suggested it was Chick-fil-A.
Maybe I pitched that idea.
And then suddenly it's like, beep, and then they y'all lost are their no number. Longer coming.
Yeah, because like one day all of you red, like all you people who are red on your app, you're going to be like, oh, wait. Did I? Is this the mark of the beast?
Yeah.
The red.
Oh, everybody's acting like something else is the mark of the beast, and it could be Chick-fil-A.
It could be Chick-fil-A. Yeah. But Erin is there right now. She'll be excited to hear this later.
She's gonna love this.
And she has
yeah, she's gonna love it.
She has a series on the Bible Binge called Faith Adjacent, where she just talks about things in regular world.
Yeah.
And finds out how they're faith adjacent, like Jane Austen and UFOs and The Bachelor.
Breakfast
right? Foods.
Mr. Rogers,
yeah. Hamilton.
Hamilton. I love that one.
Yeah. So we'll sprinkle in that. We'll still do classics. We do Favorite or Forsaken, where we take a topic in Christianity.
Or a person.
Hello, Dave Ramsey. And we decide.
Careful.
And he was favored by split vote. And... But we decide if they're favored or forsaken, not biblically. Like, we'll see them in heaven, probably.
Yeah.
But we just decide, is it good for the Christians or bad? Because don't y'all know, there's some things that are not good for the Christians.
No, no.
Like, they're not good PR.
Right.
Yeah.
And Jesus is like, I wish they would get, like, taken off of Instagram, you know, because they're so crazy. But, so it'll continue. We'll never get rid of it.
Like, okay.
We just go on forever.
You just are tired of labeling a season.
It's really that.
Pretty much.
It's really hard to find a theme of like, what does Jael have in common with Jonah? How can we make these match together other than the letter J?
So just a drunk junk drawer from now on.
You got it.
Okay, great. But it's not going anywhere.
No.
Knox, things are going to change with Popcast and Bible Binge and Popcast Media Group.
That's right.
Because you're moving.
I am moving. 10 days. I will be vacating Birmingham. We've been here. I think we moved here 3 years ago, June of 2017. So we're moving back home. You know, I think, you know, we talked about it in the office, and a lot of it was, you know, we moved here to really help try to build up the business. You know, Ashley and my kids, we wanted like a family reboot. You know, there's nothing like taking a little adventure and just making it confined to you guys.
Are both of your families where y'all are going back
they
to?
They are.
Oh,
and there's
wow.
nothing, you know, I know it's like super whatever to talk about COVID and how it changes stuff, but it did. And, you know, it really, I don't know, it made us really reconsider home and want to go back and miss our people, just miss our families. You know, there's sometimes a loneliness attached to when you move. So, you know, nothing's really going to change with our business per se. Well, because I think a lot of people have talked about like, oh, it's going to change the dynamic. But we've done this for 8 years. 6 of those years we've recorded not in the same state. We're old hands at this. So, and the technology's gotten better.
And when y'all do your AMAs, is that what they're called?
AUA.
Yeah. Ask us anything.
Yeah. When y'all do those, you're not in the same room ever, and it works great.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
People ask me if I was sad, and if Erin and I, because we're still here, and then we have staff that are across the country.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, we ordered a couch where his chair is.
Yeah.
So
I was still in the room.
You're still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to delay the shipping because we were like, oh, no.
Yeah.
We don't want to just have him put it together for us.
That oh, my gosh. Weird. They were like, hey, Knox, will you put this together real quick? It's replacing you.
Let me pull the curtain back on the podcast. There's still a chair that needs to be assembled that's hers, and she's waiting out to see if Erin and I will do it. And I don't think either of us are going to.
Are you standing all day?
Oh, no, I have another chair, but this is like a comfortable chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trust me, Erin will put it together.
Like, how long has it long been enough. There?
Erin is listening to this audio, like 2 weeks. Erin is listening to this audio. She is going to be like, I'm embarrassed that I put that chair together.
Yeah.
That's how she's going to react to this.
Oh, she's going to have done it between right now and when this comes out in July. And she's going to be like, they knew.
Listen, learn people's Enneagram numbers. And then you can know how to manipulate them.
Yeah.
That's what I hope you take away from our lives.
Listen, we were talking with Emily Freeman. She was helping us kind of like coach us on just our approach to business and everything. And she like listened to us really thoughtfully. And we were just like really sharing our vision. And she was like, I think your first core value is that you manipulate Enneagram 3s. And we were like, yeah, that's, I think you've got that.
That feels right.
Yeah, that's right.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
You need to say something to Erin like, I bet you just can't do it, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was you did. Well, she put her, because it's the same chair. She has the same chair. And when she put hers together.
Yeah.
She did. And I was like, God, you did it so fast. Did you time it? Did you time it?
Bet you can't do that again.
But you can't do it. I mean, and she was like, I could put yours together. And I was like, I mean, I can do it.
Yeah, but like.
And she was like, So, you know, she'll do it. Yeah.
Andy, because you said you still don't like Paul, right? Like, are you still there? Or is there someone else in the Bible who you think is grumpier or grouchier than Paul?
Oh, no, there's no one on a lower rung than Paul. But he's coming up.
Okay.
He's coming up.
Really? Because okay. Jonah, when he's crying like a
when
big
he's
baby.
Crying at the end.
Under that
get
ficus.
Get out of here.
Writing in his
you
journal.
You got swallowed by a whale and puked
by the
up
way,
and now you're crying?
By yeah. the way, we've replaced Jonah. It's now Michael from Massachusetts who also got swallowed by a whale. He's our new Jonah.
Yeah. Lobster diver.
Because he didn't complain. He like thumbs upped in a hospital.
Right.
Like,
right.
He was like, what?
Took it like a
right.
champ.
We're like, that's happened one other time, and yeah. you're so much tougher than that guy.
That's yeah. exactly right.
That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, Jonah doesn't bother me. I wouldn't be friends with him. I'm not going to date him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Like, I'm not in.
Okay. Who would you date?
Yeah,
in the
who
Bible?
Would you date?
Oh. Let's go.
Y'all are acting like I don't have an answer. Benaiah, oh. one of David's
oh.
guys.
Okay. Dang.
He like, defeated a lion in a pit on a snowy day, okay?
That's pretty good.
This guy is strong and kind.
No,
and
for
awesome.
The audio, the way you said Benaiah was very suggestive.
I was like,
very
Benaiah.
Suggestive.
Here's what's real. I don't know how to say his name. As soon as y'all started asking me this, I knew the right answer, but yeah. I was like, I don't know how to say those letters. Got to
okay.
figure that out.
You got close enough.
It's gonna get. Y'all are gonna watch me meet him in heaven, and it's gonna get weird. I'm not gonna be.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be aggressive. I'll yeah. for sure not be aggressive. I'll
Paul's
just
gonna
be
like, you can't do that here. You can't
yeah.
do that. Uh-uh.
You have to
that.
Wait on him. You have to wait on him. Where's your ring? Where's your true love waits ring? Where's your ring?
Who's yours? Who's your Bible crush?
God, I don't know. Like, listen, I'm very into, I don't know why. Hear me out.
She's touching her hair, so there's yeah. an answer.
Hear me out. Zacchaeus. Hear me out.
Okay.
Zacchaeus.
Tell me more.
Hear me out.
Tell me more. Good with
Zacchaeus.
Money. Check.
My guy beat a lion in a pit on a snowy
got a,
day.
Yeah. But got a lot of money and can climb a tree. You know what I mean?
You are married to Ashley,
I'm married,
which
yeah.
is lovely. But when we get to heaven, yeah. were you allowed to have a crush? Who's your Bible crush?
Oh, it's still Ashley. I don't do that. I don't do that. Yeah.
They're so with you. That's
high school
so
sweethearts.
Dumb.
High school sweethearts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like probably prettier than anybody in the Bible.
I think so.
Like truly.
Yeah.
I hate this answer.
Okay.
I love your wife. We are friends.
I appreciate
order
that.
Things from Blue Willow, her store.
I accept that rejection, and that's okay. That's okay.
But you're not going to give us a real answer.
No,
Here's the fun thing. Ashley would tell us Benaiah.
Yeah, she probably would. That's
She's
okay.
Like,
that's
what?
Her type, and that's okay.
We've got to
okay.
figure out how to say his name correctly. I'll work on it.
Yeah.
I'll go listen to it and tell y'all.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll keep you
updated. Can't wait for that.
Can't wait. Really looking forward to it. Hey friends, just interrupting our conversation with Knox and Jamie to share with you about today's sponsors, Thrive Market. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They'll deliver what you need so you can spend more time on what matters. In fact, we've been pretty dang busy between being on the road for That Sounds Fun tour and in the office prepping and planning to bring you more amazing episodes and content that I don't always have time to swing by the store for my grocery staples. Funny thing is that it always works out that on my busiest day is when my Thrive Market box comes to the rescue. It got here last week. It shows up on my doorstep with exactly what I need or what I was running low on. You can't have a Chai Day Friday without my favorite creamers from Nut Pod, so I always make sure to double up on my order, and Thrive Market makes it so easy to secure. Nothing is more frustrating than walking into a store to find that they just ran out of your favorite creamer and you have to find some sort of substitute to get you by. I have full access at the click of a button to all my favorite grocery and beauty items and even love exploring other options from the comfort of my home. In fact, they've introduced me to so many incredible brands of all natural, organic, and sustainable foods and products right in my fingertips. Another thing I love about the Thrive Market is when you join, you give back. Through Thrive Gives, their one-for-one membership matching program, every paid membership sponsors a free one for a low-income family. If that isn't enough reason to shop with them, Thrive Market is also good for you and the planet. Orders are shipped for free and delivered with carbon-neutral shipping from their zero-waste warehouses. They have the best selection of high-quality, healthy, and sustainable products online. You can shop everything from ethically sourced pantry essentials to sustainable meat and seafood to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products. Plus, you can easily shop 70-plus diets and values like keto, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, BPA-free, and more. Skip the store and the lines. Thrive Market works directly with your favorite organic brands like Mrs. Meyer's, Dr. Bronner's, Garden of Life, and Primal Kitchen items, so you get the highest quality products without the retail markups. Who doesn't love a little savings? If you're ready to start shopping from home and getting back more time for the things you love, then go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. Join today to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. Thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. And now back to the show. Okay, I have a little list of things that I want y'all to give us some hot takes on.
Okay. Ooh.
If you're prepared. Okay. For starters, the new Bachelorette. I have a big complaint about Katie.
Okay.
Her headshot looks just like my headshot.
Oh, for real?
It does. It actually, when y'all come across my stories, like Katie's posted a story. Now, the story content, be different.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Y'all so look far. A lot alike.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows where
who
we're
knows
both
what
going?
Happen.
That's
yeah.
right. Who, when you meet Benaiah on eHarmony, who knows where we head?
On Christian Tingle, right?
Christian Tingle? Is it Tingle?
No,
it
but
it can't be.
It's
could,
not. It's
no, it could
Christian
be.
Christian Mingle.
That's our new business idea. We're going to pitch that.
Hey, Sharks.
Hey, Sharks.
Hey,
it's
Sharks.
Us.
Christian Tingle. For those Christians who drink a little. Like... Right?
Yep.
None of y'all.
Yeah.
None
not
of y'all.
Us. Not us.
Not
the
you.
Other the other kind.
The other people.
Should we pause to check on your parents or just like blow on by? Just keep I feel like they're over there and I'm not gonna turn.
No,
I'm
just,
not gonna do it.
I keep making
Stick
eye
with
contact
yeah.
with her dad.
I'm staring
like,
over there, man.
Yeah. You've started there's a couple episodes into Katie's season.
So we've had the premiere.
That's right.
The next episode is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have the Bible binge,
right.
And we also recap Bachelor Nation
yes.
for money.
Yes.
Yep. yep.
And 10,000 people pay us to do
yes.
it,
that's
which
true.
Is crazy.
Including me.
I know.
Including me.
B-Fots, if
I
there's
am
any B-Fots
yes.
here.
B-Fots in
Yay!
The house.
Oh, a lot of B-Fots. Best friends of the show.
That's
yeah,
right.
I love that. So we like her, and here's what we said. We like her because she's weirder than we thought.
Yeah. Because
when hot, suited men came in, and she was like, move out of the way. I need to jump that cat.
Yeah.
yeah.
When,
you know, and a guy dresses
a furry
cat.
Encounter, like on night one, it was like, what's up?
What yeah. is what? This going to be? Yeah,
yeah.
It became a different show. It went from Bachelorette to circus pretty quick.
It really did.
Yeah. yeah.
In a good way. We love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In a way yeah. that's going to keep me watching.
Okay, but I like her. I think she's good at content. She knows, like, you can tell she's used to that.
Uh-huh.
Whereas last season, Matt was so not good at that.
Matt.
And it really stood out. But I think, and she, like, Katie... People have talked about this, how she looks like Vanessa Bayer from SNL, the
uh-huh.
old
yeah.
Cast member. And I just think she's funny.
Okay, next hot take.
Yeah.
Twitter. How are you feeling about Twitter these days?
Man.
Listen, I love Twitter. Like,
you
if
do
I,
love Twitter.
I love Twitter. And here's why. I love Twitter because you can curate your own experience. So when people say they hate Twitter, I always go, well, you're following the wrong people.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to find the fun, ridiculous people who are making fun of the awful people.
Yeah.
Not in, like, they, of course, love them, like Jesus loves them. But, like, in a way that, like, takes all the kind of seriousness out of it.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be a magical week on Twitter because of the Southern Baptist
convention. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
oh,
so
that?
Fun
yeah.
to watch.
I don't know if you've heard, but there's some drama. And that is when I set up alerts. I'm like,
oh.
anybody, like, let me
wait,
follow
what are you alerting SBC? No, that's going to be too much.
No, it's like SBC 21. I'm going to have a whole thread that's
yeah.
just like, what's going on, white guys? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Who are you excluding
going,
this time?
Like, yeah, it's just a good time. It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
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 We should recap that.
Do what?
We should recap that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what you should recap.
Yeah.
We pay a lot of money for y'all to do that recap. That is for sure. I put this on the list mainly because I want just to hear y'all's hot take
okay.
on international soccer. Do you care at all?
It's so much running for so little scoring.
It's a good
just,
take. That's
I
a
mean,
strong take.
That's a strong
yeah.
take.
And what I find is when they, it's better than baseball.
It is. That's true.
Because there's fewer mullets. Oh, no.
Look,
wow.
There are a lot
baseball.
Of
Birmingham. There is no baseball team here, right?
Yeah, there's not.
Well, they're Barons.
We'll
the Barons. We have a
oh,
minor
Barons.
League baseball
yeah.
team.
Okay,
Barons. Yeah,
oh.
the Barons.
Yeah.
Well,
it's minor league.
Yeah, let's all calm
okay.
down. Okay.
We all know you cheer for the Braves.
All the people who are like, how dare you? How many Barons games have you
yeah.
been to? Like, ever?
Michael yeah. Jordan played here like a billion years ago. Settle down.
You know? Hey, we have so little. Don't I? Tennessee, we have so little.
Oh, I've already turned, haven't I?
It's you just, have already
it's over now.
So do you have feels about it, soccer? You don't care?
I like it. I think it's the beautiful game. And I think the pitch for someone like Jamie is beautiful men flying around, dramatic, flopping everywhere.
Or beautiful men on Ted Lasso
yeah.
that I can look at there.
Football's
yeah.
life. Yeah.
Same,
yeah.
same.
Yeah.
I agree.
I like it. I need America to get better at soccer, and
uh-huh.
that will help me.
It
you
will.
Know?
Yes, yeah. I agree. Y'all are the professional at live podcasts. I mean, y'all have done how many?
We've done 16.
16. So yeah. Give me some hot takes on live podcast shows. What do you love about
well,
it? What
okay, keeps you... Okay, of the 16, how many do you look back on and think, yeah, crushed it?
Three.
Okay. I was here's, like one and a half.
Here's
maybe.
Why. Adam, your tour manager, who is lovely, mm-hmm. Adam said he was taking us downstairs. The church is so cute. We're in this cute little like kids room. And he was like, hey, you know, like we put a mirror in here for you. It's so great. And I was like, oh my gosh, so nice. And he said, well, I know it's not like a fancy dressing room.
Yeah.
And we're like, listen, I was in Fort Worth in a room.
It was
where
an apartment that was occupied.
What?
They had
what?
Vacated.
They were just like, stay, you can get ready in this apartment.
Yeah.
I think the key is, and I think you do it well
yeah.
because you understand what's fun. I think it's having a good time because, yeah. and thinking about like so many people traveled, like we saw some of y'all stories, you like drove, some of you are alone, which mm-hmm. is so lovely. And yeah. Some of you came so far and they're coming because they love you. And I think Angel. It changes the dynamic rather than, of course, we know there's some like people here that are like, I just came because she made me and yeah. she made me bond. But they're gonna love like some of you, right?
And they always yeah. tell us after the show, my wife likes you. I don't know why.
Oh, we
I'm
get
here.
A lot of that from husbands, like, oh, my wife's like obsessed with you, but and we're like, oh, okay, thank you,
thanks, man,
thanks, Chad. That was so nice.
I had a guy last night say to me, I don't listen to your podcast on purpose.
Oh,
I listen to it secondhand.
Okay,
I was like,
oh.
You know
that
what?
Is one way to say
you
hi.
Could just not say that.
You yeah, you don't.
You
actually
just never
don't have
tell anybody
to say that.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, great. He's like, she plays it in the bathroom while she's getting ready.
Great.
Sometimes in the car, I was like, Rick, it's fine.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Yeah, like okay.
I still get the count as the listener.
Yeah, we still get your money in.
Yeah, we still get your money. It's fine.
Thank you so much. Buy some Rothy's.
But the thing I like about what you do with live shows is I think a lot of podcasts going into live shows, they're like, we'll just do the podcast, but like on a stage. And there's uh-huh. no production. There's no thought to it. And it's boring. We went to a Birmingham show. The whole company did.
We did.
I won't say who it was, but it was just like, this is just your show, but I'm sitting in an uncomfortable position having to watch you do it.
Uh-huh.
And it was terrible. So I like that there's actually some thought put into this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey friends, just taking one last break to tell you about today's sponsor that we're so happy to partner with, Indeed. In a small business, every hire counts. I know, because this podcast is basically a small business. It has turned into a network of small businesses. And when talent is too important to leave to chance, you need help. You need Indeed. When hiring gets hard, you need Indeed, the job site that makes hiring incredibly simple. Just attract, interview, and hire. In fact, with Indeed, you can do all of your hiring in one place, even interviewing. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed's Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. Indeed Instant Match helps you make a short list of great candidates fast. The moment you sponsor a job, you get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Then you can invite them to apply right then and there. Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Plus, Indeed makes finding quality candidates even faster with 135 assessments to help make sure you find applicants with the right skills. Best of all, you only pay for applicants who meet your must-have qualifications. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. So get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your post at Indeed.com/soundsfun. That's a $75 credit at Indeed.com/soundsfun. Offer is valid through September 30th and terms and conditions apply. And now back to the show. My team and I went and saw a live podcast recently and they set it up at the exact same table they sit at.
Okay.
Which is a cool idea because they video theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys, he starts talking. He leans way back and puts his hands on his belly. And I was like,
whoa.
We're not sitting at a table.
That's too casual.
Like, we got way too casual. He just like leaned back, drug the microphone close to his mouth. And I leaned over and I was like, we're not doing that. I can't lean on my belly in the middle of a podcast.
You want to name names?
But you can.
We have to. If I say name of the podcast, you have to say it at the same time. And you're not going to. You're going to cheat.
Yeah, I am going to cheat.
I know.
That's right.
Oh, I would say it. I would say it in a heartbeat.
You're right. I mean, that's what makes this so fun to me is what they are seeing that the people listening can imagine they're getting to see it here. So when do y'all go back out doing live shows?
We go back in April.
Allegedly?
I don't know. Who knows?
Every time you talk about it on the show, you're like, we got fired from touring.
We did. We got fired from touring. But I think you got fired from touring
a little bit from
the same company.
Yeah.
Who we love the company.
Yeah.
But
COVID fired us.
COVID fired all of us.
Yeah.
And so we had to kind of regroup. But our staff, because we do have staff that live in all the time zones in America. Yeah. And so we want four. And
it's a lot.
Hawaii.
It's still a lot.
Yeah. But we want to see them. And so it's a great excuse to go on the road. I love a hotel. Mm-hmm. The bus, listen, they were going to put us on a bus. And Knox was so excited.
I'm so sad about the bus.
He's so sad about the bus.
Didn't y'all, when we came to Birmingham a year ago, didn't y'all get on my bus?
Yeah, we did. They were like, this is the bus you're going to be on.
Yeah.
And then we didn't. And I'm so upset about
it.
Look, the idea, like when you have kids, the idea that you can get on a vehicle and someone will drive you and you can sleep on that vehicle, that's incredible.
Listen, when you're you don't even have kids. I go to sleep in one city and I wake up in another city.
Amazing.
It's fantastic.
What a world.
I don't understand why you don't like cruises then. That's exactly what
I do like cruises.
Is.
I do not like cruises, and that is not the same thing.
You go to sleep and you wake up in Italy. Like, it's so magical.
Yeah.
Not always.
Not always. Sometimes you wake up in North Carolina. It's not great.
Hey, this is what I'm
sometimes you wake up and you're pooping in a bucket for like 3 weeks. That's
Knox. I need you to know that that is my fear of cruises.
Pooping in a bucket.
Is that all of a sudden fear. We're out in the middle of the Atlantic on our way to Italy and they like come over the speaker? They're like, "Sorry, everyone, every toilet is broken," and we still have 4 days out at sea.
Here's your complimentary bucket. Good luck.
Yeah, you go dark fast. I know.
They're like, there's still plenty of shrimp.
Yeah,
but you will be pooping in a bucket.
No.
And I'm like, no, I don't want to.
No.
Don't knock pooping in a bucket until you've done it. It's better than pooping in your pants.
Hey, don't ask the follow up. Don't ask the follow up.
Who among us hasn't pooped their pants?
Nobody look at her. She'll stop. Nobody.
The idea that
some of you didn't go to college, obviously.
Some of you didn't go to college. I was about to say, the idea that you have proof behind both those things to tell us which one's better, it feels a little bit rock, paper.
Listen, I've lived some life. I've lived some life for sure. Yeah.
So we hopefully will get live shows in April from y'all.
Maybe.
Yeah, we hope
spring.
So.
We'll
yeah,
see.
We'd love to be.
Not on
a
bus.
Because we really like, listen, the funniest thing that happened to us on a live show was, and maybe this has been your experience too, because normally when people listen to a podcast, and I'm like this as a podcast listener, you're talking back to everybody the whole time. And so when we did our first live show, somebody like yelled at us in the middle of a hot take, and we were like, oh God, we can hear them.
I remember the hot take too.
We were
talking about how Jim and Pam overrated.
You were talking about Jim and Pam.
Okay, I was. It was me. Yeah, I still believe it.
And people got it. You know how much pushback I've gotten over about what I thought was overrated on That Sounds Fun when I said I think Princess Diana's not that interesting.
Oh yeah.
That's why I reacted the way I did.
Yeah.
Where I was like, good luck.
Yeah.
Godspeed.
Yeah, I got some emails.
Yeah.
You did.
Yes,
and I'm sure they weren't on all caps and not lots of exclamation points.
And surprisingly, none of them were actually related to Princess Diana. They didn't actually know her.
Oh.
But they needed me to know that I had a bad take.
But if you had that doll, it's like you knew her. If you had that wedding dress in your curio cabinet, it's like you knew her.
I didn't know where that was going for a minute.
I got really
nervous.
We both have gotten in trouble for a bad hot take then.
Yeah.
And someone just yelled back about Jim and Pam.
Yeah. But it was, you know, I liked it. I think I'm always a little sad for people because the podcast, like they hear us and they don't see us in the mystery. Maybe we could be cool. We could be awesome looking. You don't know.
Right.
We are awesome looking.
And then they see us and it's like, well, I guess that's it, you know? So I don't love that part of it, but you know, more texture.
That seems unfair, Jamie.
It does seem unfair, and it feels like you should not group me with
you. No, they're just like, their heads are so giant, I don't know what to
do with
that.
We do get a lot of like, wow, your head is really big.
Yeah. No.
I get it. Listen, one time when I was young, I don't know why. Listen, my friends were weird. We were trying to put jeans over our head. It doesn't matter why. And
I am going to have to ask.
Anyway, we're putting jeans over our head.
No.
Listen, it was like a Rapunzel mood. It doesn't matter. And
Sisterhood of the Head Pants.
That's right. And so we were all putting these jeans over our head, and I could not get the jeans over my head of my tiniest friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, what size is your waist? And she was like, 22 inches. Because, you know, anybody with 22 inches is always like, 22 inches and yeah. I'm cold. Also, I'm always cold.
I'm always cold.
I'm always cold.
I eat soup for all my meals.
Yeah, I'm so cold. Do you, no, get the guac on the side. And we measured my head, which we only had a yardstick.
What?
Wait, you only...
Which is a whole other thing.
Knox, what happens when these stories just erupt out that you've never heard?
I take a bathroom break and I just get something to drink, you know, let it go.
Y'all only had a yardstick to measure the circumference
of your
head. We're
problem solvers. We watch MacGyver. And
you know what's funny, though? That's the thing we're focusing on, even though she told us she was trying to put blue jeans on her head.
We're moving
we
on.
We just conceded that.
And then she said it was a Rapunzel thing, which still...
That doesn't make any more
sense.
That
doesn't even matter.
I know. But, and so we took paper towels, wrapped them around my head, and then laid them out where they were marked, and we found out my head was 23 inches.
Wow.
So, me and Oprah got a big heads.
Yep.
I can't get hats. That's
what happened once all the jeans were on the heads? Was it like,
we took a picture.
Annie, was it one pair of jeans?
You're being ridiculous.
Or was it a bunch of pair of jeans?
No,
was
I was like trying to put on the money. I had to move to my own jeans because my own jeans would fit on my head.
What did you do? And like after you got it on your head?
We took a picture. What is wrong with you?
You did it with like
we
probably.
We went click, 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 and then took the picture and then click, 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 click.
Right. And then 3 days later, you took it to Eckerd.
2 weeks later.
And you got it printed out.
We took it to Eckerd. We got doubles.
We got doubles because you had to give one to her too.
That's right.
Oh, the days where we had to mark out, we need five. We need three.
That's
oh, right.
Thank
oh,
you.
My gosh. That's so
times.
Funny. Wow. Jeans on the head. I don't know where to go.
You're
I'll
welcome.
Never recover from
You're
that.
You're welcome.
Honestly.
I feel sucked into some sort of tornadic event that I am lost in.
Yeah.
After that.
Pooping
well
on
done.
A boat sounds cooler now, doesn't it? Right? I want to go back to that one. Let's go back to that one.
Pooping on a boat? That's amazing.
Look, she's doing this because they're taking her and Aaron are taking a relics and ravioli trip.
Yes,
so
relics
she's
and ravioli.
About it.
Yeah, we're going on a cruise. Relics and ravioli.
Wait, the relics and ravioli is a cruise?
Oh yeah.
Yes,
so,
but
y'all, you fly
it's
to
a
Italy.
Viking cruise. No kids. Only people over 60, but us. It's amazing. But we're doing relics and ravioli because we wanted good food, but we also want to see like. We want to see like Paul's head,
right?
Like in a church,
yeah.
And
right.
So we're going all over. We're going to Greece and Italy and Ephesus to see all
so
these relics.
So does the boat go around the boot, Italy?
Yes, that is how the ocean works. Yeah,
that is how the Mediterranean works.
They don't like put the boat on the back of a Chevy Silverado.
Yeah.
They like pull it through Naples. Although I would take that cruise. Listen, I would do it.
I get why cruises are confusing now. This makes more sense. Yeah.
No wonder I've never wanted to go.
It makes
That's
sense.
Why you think all the bathrooms would break at the same time. Yeah.
Is that come? Have you already booked it? Because y'all are traveling. Y'all were just in Nashville too.
Listen, we did it. We during the pandemic Lovato, mm-hmm. we were very focused on when can our next trip be.
Yeah.
And so just one day in the office. And if you take an Enneagram 3 and an Enneagram 7, there's a great Enneagram account, Michelle Lopez. She does an account and she talks about threes and sevens when they're together are self-indulgent and self-centered. Mm-hmm. And we're like,
great.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes, we are.
With our powers combined.
Yeah. So we just got on a chat with Viking and we were like, what can we do? And then literally Knox came in the next day. We're like, we booked a cruise.
Yeah.
We're going in like 11 months. Yeah. Like we're so excited. So we were so desperate to be out and go like all of you are here tonight.
Yeah.
It was just so exciting.
Yeah.
So that's
go look at old shriveled fingers across the Europe, you know? Sounds great.
Oh my gosh, we might see like Mary Magdalene's pinky. Like how cool is that?
I mean, it's weird, the relic stuff.
The relic.
Are you a relics
great.
Kind of person?
I'm kind of into it.
Yeah.
Aaron shared an account of a guy in Rome, I think, on her Instagram.
We're having dinner with him.
What?
On this trip.
Wait, what?
We don't play. We're like, do you want
y'all DM the relics guy?
Oh, yes, we did. That's the most Enneagram 7 and 3 thing. We're like, do you want to take us to dinner and talk about pinkies?
Hey, can you show us rotten body parts? Please.
How was your weekend in Nashville, by the way?
Listen, y'all, Nashville is a delight. I have some of the best meals I've ever had. But every time we would go anywhere, we would walk around and we would run into bachelorette parties.
Uh-huh.
And I think of bachelorette parties as I think of currently 15-year-old girls. I'm scared of them.
Yeah.
Make me very nervous.
Right.
They're very powerful in ways that I am not.
Don't mess with the government. Don't mess with bachelorettes.
don't mess with teenage girls.
No. Yeah.
That's what I do.
That's a good thing to live by.
It's a lot of power. But every time we would walk past these bachelorette parties, we would say, because they would all be dressed up and someone's wearing a veil, you know, and like they're walking out of a Starbucks and they're wearing a sash. And we would be like, you guys look so pretty. And they're like, oh my God, you too, too. And I would be like in Universal Thread from Target. Yeah. And I would have on my Rothy's. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, thank you. These are Rothy's. And they were like, everybody was so sweet. No one was unkind. Everybody was sweet. It may have been blood alcohol level. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? Who could know?
But they're very complimentary as they go around
town.
So if you tell them they're pretty, they will tell you you're pretty three more times.
And they are really pretty. Like, we're just like Target pretty, but they're like super pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're all pretty at the same time. Like, some of y'all know, like, I was always the bridesmaid that was like, oh, she must be fun. Not in a negative way.
Sure.
Like, I am fun at parties.
Sure.
But it would always be like, hot, 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 hot. Why is she so short and her head so big?
Why don't those jeans fit on her head?
Yeah.
It's a new day. They know how to, like, I only had, like, a CoverGirl stick concealer.
This is the thing.
And the compact that came in my stocking every year. And that's how I did makeup.
They have resources we did not have.
We did not know how to do this.
Same
and they
girl,
are pros.
Same.
You get it.
Yeah, I get
you
it.
You get it.
Have you, when's the last time you guys have like been to a bachelorette party festivities? And do they follow the same like rhythm and format?
I haven't been to one in a long time. I probably just keep saying no. It always feels like to me there's going to be too many people not making decisions.
Yeah.
Yes. And there's going to be a lot of like, do you want to go kayaking? Mm-hmm. No.
No.
No, Tiffany.
I don't.
Nobody wants to go kayaking.
Not the time for kayaking.
No.
That's the problem. Everybody's young and wants to like be outside. Yeah. And I'm like, how about we get our Kindles out? And we have a day drink.
That is.
And we sit by this pool that we could afford rather than eight of us staying in a one-bedroom hotel room.
Yes, this is it. This
Thank
is it.
You.
Eight of us in a one-bedroom hotel is why I say no every time without even thinking. I'm like, no, no, I can't.
That was my bachelor party. Eight dudes, one hotel room, a Braves game. Went back to my house, played poker. Someone had too much to drink, urinated in the yard, sprained his ankle. My elderly neighbor saw him. It was a whole thing. It was a whole thing.
He urinated in the yard and sprained his ankle?
Yeah, it was post-urination, if that helps.
You slip on that wet grass.
Yeah, that wet grass is different.
Yeah.
It
hits different.
Yeah.
I get it.
So was it
Mike's Hard Lemonade?
No, it was, I mean, you know this person. I've written about this person in All Things Reconsidered. Two chapters were devoted to him, Scott.
Oh, yeah. Scott.
Yeah.
Enneagram 3.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
Got it. Listen, I asked you to bring a green light of some sort like you do on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are your green lights for us today?
Mine is a book. It's called Midnight Library by Matt Haig. It's a book about, the protagonist is named Nora Seed, and she is kind of in between life and death. And she's given access to this place called the Midnight Library, which is where they got the title. I don't know if you guys got that.
I do now.
Yeah, okay, good. She's allowed to pick through like alternate versions of her life and deal with the regrets that she has.
Oh.
So it's this really beautiful story about regret and like processing through what might have been or, you know, if what you have is actually
just light, frothy summer read.
Super chill.
Yeah. Love reading about regrets.
Yeah.
Okay, so mine is also a book. It's fiction. It is The Other Black Girl by Zakiya Harris. And it's kind of like the Devil Wears Prada meets Get Out. And it's
Again, super chill.
It's a page turner. It's Nella is the main character. She's the only black employee at a huge publishing house in New York until she meets the other black employee. And then chaos ensues. And there's kind of paranormal stuff. It's really, really good. It was on the New York Times bestseller. I don't know if you know about the New York Times.
Heard of the list.
She was also on the list, and it's fantastic. It's a great summer read. It's not a lot of regrets, but it is
right,
good.
Right. Thank you. The regret scale.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Low on the regret scale.
There you go.
Okay. Is there anything we didn't talk about that y'all want to make sure we cover?
No, I think we kind of got everything.
Yeah. That went so fast.
Yeah.
Oh,
I still feel like I can't really breathe all the way. I've been laughing so hard.
I don't feel like we got an explanation about the pants thing, honestly. And I'm not saying we need to do that, but it's weird. It's just a strange thing.
Listen, go home. Try to put on your pants on your head.
And you'll talk about Rapunzel and figure out why it reminds you of Rapunzel.
And you'll be like, wow, this was a good time. I get why Jamie does the things she does.
Yep.
The thing that makes me the most mad about this is I'm going to do it.
No,
that's
you're
what
not.
Makes me
Don't.
The most mad.
Send me a picture.
Don't enable this.
100%. I posted a picture.
Post the picture.
I'll send
post
it to you first.
Knox, post a picture.
No.
Post a picture.
No.
The day this releases, will you post a picture
of
you?
I will absolutely not.
Make your children do it.
Make your kids do it.
Mark will do it.
Yeah, she will. She'll sing to us.
Yeah.
Okay, the last question we always ask. Because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you.
I was thinking about this, and the last couple weeks, it started probably with the PGA Championship, and it's continued like with the Super Regionals, the college baseball Super Regionals, live sports with crowds. Like I forgot how much I missed it, and I forgot how much energy it brought to it. Even the NBA playoffs, watching the Tennessee LSU game the other night, and how rowdy everybody got.
Yeah.
It's just it feels it's like a nice visual cue that we're kind of moving on a little bit.
Yeah.
And I really like it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
There you go.
I love it.
That's good. So for those who want to stay inside, inside's my favorite, and especially in an Alabama summer, I love short TV shows.
Yeah,
like I don't want 1,000 episodes of like any number of sexual crimes. I'm good. I'm set for life. But I've been watching a lot of shows that are like 6 episodes. So Peacock, weirdly, Peacock.
Yeah, y'all love Peacock.
It's weird.
No, we don't.
So Peacock original.
Knox is just looking all the way that way. So far as he can.
So Peacock has Girls 5 Eva, which is about a girl group for the 90s that gets back together, even though one of them's dead.
It's, right.
It sounds not fun, but it's
one of them's dead?
One of them's dead. Mm-hmm. Great dialogue. It's really good. Great. So short TV shows that you can just sit down with a personal pan pizza.
I think Hacks is in there. I don't know if you've seen Hacks.
Hacks.
H-A-C-K-S.
Uh-huh.
It's Gene Smart.
Yeah.
Charlene.
Yeah.
Charlene.
Oh, yeah.
Were you a Designing Women?
Yes. Listen.
Yeah, but
that's the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
That's right.
Listen, I grew up on that. I would watch that and then the Cubs play in the afternoons. Like,
oh,
that was my
right.
Childhood.
Yeah. TBS.
Yeah. But it's she's an aging comedian. And like a legend, and she's paired with a young up-and-coming comedy writer.
Yeah.
It's really, really funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Friends, will you please thank Knox and Jamie for joining us
today?
Oh, you guys, are you just like hurting from laughing so hard? Wasn't that hilarious? They are just the best. Hey, make sure to check out both of their podcasts, The Popcast and The Bible Binge, if you aren't already. Follow Jamie, follow Knox, join their Patreon, become a best friend of the show. It is by far the best experience. So much more content. It's awesome. Give them a follow. Tell them thanks for being on the show, and I'll see you in the Best Friends of the Show Club. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me. That's how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here on Friday with our Grand Rapids live show featuring my friend, guy you love, Mike Kelsey, and actually his wife. We'll see y'all on Friday. Yeah,